Part 2, September 2020, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is Matthew Kruse with the Comstock Report. At the 1866 Paris World Exhibition, the French government sponsored a competition for the best butter alternative, a cheap product that would be suitable for the lower class as butter prices were set far too high for them to afford. It was through this event that margarine was invented. Within 10 years, this product reached the United States and was immediately hit by a skeptic audience. It was described as a gigantic swindle of the age that would confuse the customer as to the real thing. Today, we might consider butter and margarine as comparable products on the dining room table, but that is not how they started out. This is the long-term objective of the alternative meat activists. They would like to convince consumers that real meat and cell-cultured meat are the same product, attempting to make them indistinguishable from one another, at the same time hoping the American consumer will become indifferent between the two. The attempt to protect the butter industry led to the first dairy association, which ultimately led to President Cleveland signing a bill into law that defined what butter was, as well as levied a tax on both domestic and imported margarine. Fake meat advocates would point to this as a bad thing. This is simply an industry pulling together to defend its interests. The butter industry may have slowed the growth for margarine, but it didn't stop it. By 1920, consumption of margarine had more than tripled. Margarine consumption peaked in the 1970s before it fell out of favor as a more health-conscious public became aware of what it was made up of. Livestock producers today are waging a similar battle over terminology and definitions of what real meat is. Ultimately, consumers will drive demand. If they are hungry for a particular product, then it will be very difficult to stifle demand even with the help of the government. If the example I gave about margarine is any indication of what lies ahead, then livestock producers will need to win the hearts and minds of consumers and not just rely on the government or the court system to protect them. Cell-cultured meat activists have already identified one major weakness in the livestock industry: major meat companies. Companies like Tyson and JBS have determined they are not in the cattle business, but rather the protein business. They can change protein sources if it suits them. They are seeing a tiny yet growing market and they want in. This is why they purchase a stake in Beyond Meat. These companies have the clout to force grocery stores to redesign their meat sections as protein sections, opening the floodgates of unconventional specialty food products. You are listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. What was the end result of the margarine butter battle? Margarine, although 100 years later, was linked to health risks including heart disease, stroke, and diabetes due to all of the hydrogenated oils it used to give it a longer shelf life. This is why it is important we know what is in lab-based meat. What exactly are they stirring in their industrial-sized vats? Alternative meat advocates push for transparency. They sneak onto our farms, staging videos of animal abuse attempting to cripple us through negative public perception. But yet they won't share with us what they are using in their labs to develop products. What products are they mixing in the pot to change its taste and make it more appealing? I'm not sure we will ever know because it's clouded in secrecy. All their focus has been on getting out to the market first to get that IPO money, rather than focus on quality and safety, something the cattle industry has been doing for over a century. How do we know they won't be linked to heart disease 20 years from now? We do know that the sodium levels are through the roof. We cannot take the lab meat activists at their word any more than we can other big food companies. We need to be sure that there are no long-term effects of the product. For all we know, it could go the way of margarine. You are listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us online.